As I was thinking about this week, about all that we are celebrating today, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Body of Christ, Father's Day, and of course the baptism of William Rowe, I started thinking, how am I going to sort of all bring these together? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized is that they really sort of fit together like a well-worn glove. You know, traditionally, in the old days when we would have a baptism, we would meet the parents with the child and the godparents at the back of church. And we would do the opening rite, which I did previously, back there. And then we would bring them up to the front. And sort of the thing is that it was sort of a symbolic and a physical gesture of coming into the church. That just as they were physically entering the church body, which again, the house of God, the body of Christ, Corpus Christi, is that through baptism, William will become a member of the body of Christ, the people of God. He will become a member of our church. And then as I thought more about it, I sort of came to think about, how the role of the church and the role of a father are so very close together. At the end of our ceremony today, as we give a blessing, we're going to pray as we say that, the parents of William, Asha and Will, are going to be the first teachers of him in the ways of faith. And we're going to pray that they're also going to be the best teachers. And I think about, as parents, we have that role of teacher, as it falls upon our mothers and fathers. And as you think about it, it's like mothers sort of have the realm of in the home. Their role sort of teaches how to be loving, caring, get along with one another, how to be good family members, how to sort of get together with people, in relationships. And I'm sure there's, of course, quite a few more, but that's just in a simple way. And yet, the father's role is sort of a little different. Because, as you look at the father's role, his role is sort of to teach us how to go and to live out into the world outside. Into the world outside of our home and our family. And you think about, sometimes maybe that very similar to the role of the church. Maybe that's why our religious leaders, our priests, are called fathers. To remind us that if we want to be a good priest, that we have to follow the example of being a good father. And a good father, is one who sits there and not only loves their child, but very much teaches their child. Teaches their child about the ways of the world. Teaches them, what their skills are, what they're able to do. Is able to show them that, through when they make mistakes, that they can learn from them, that it's not an end, to show forgiveness. And how to live a faith-filled life in the world in which we live outside of our home and our family. So much for the role of the father. And a lot of times, it's not so much in what we say, but it's in what we do. I know my father passed away when I was 14. And he was a convert. And he sort of got married late in life. But the thing was, is that, it was only what he taught us, but it was an example he gave. The thing was, is that we all went to church as a family. We all sat there to make sure that we had a prayer book or something to do that. And I remember, every night he would sort of slip away when we would be watching TV And he would go and be by himself, and sometimes we would gather to pray the rosary. And while he never sat there and basically preached to us, by his example, he showed us the power of faith. And when he died, you know, the thing was is that people would come and say, you know, how honest he was in business and how he treated everyone as an equal. And I came to see how he lived his Christian values in the world in which he lived. So truly, you know, as we celebrate Father's Day, and Sarah, that's the role of the church. The role of the church is how to live our Christian faith, not only in our homes, but in the world in which we live and we deal with other people. So today, as we celebrate this baptism of William's coming into the church, we understand that one day in 6 or 7 years, he's going to be taught. Because another one of the great gifts of a father is what a father will give to his children. He always wants what's best for them, a good father does. And he always sees to it and gives to them what he can. And the church, you know, also gives to us. It gives us the gift of forgiveness one day in the sacrament of reconciliation. It also gives to us the body and blood of Jesus. This gives us the opportunity to be one with Jesus in the Eucharist. Like I said, in 6 or 7 years, William is going to be taught about the Eucharist. And he's going to receive his first communion. And it's going to be a great day for him and his family and his loved ones because it's going to be very special. It's going to be a day very blessed. And so as we gather today to celebrate as God's people, as the body of Christ, and welcoming a new member to our family, who that through the years we will support and pray and bless, and we hope that he will too remember and pray and bless us, especially when we're old and feeble. And sometimes we don't necessarily do the way things are supposed to be done. But we get on. So the example of a father is an example of the church. An example of love of Jesus and the love of God. As we celebrate today, let us remember this. To think about and to thank God for the blessings of our Father, to pray for our Father, to pray for Will as he continues to begin his journey as William's father, moderator, mentor, and example of love. And Asha as the mother, to bless her in her journey and her love. God bless you this day. We are so glad to be here to celebrate this with you this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.